This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Phones open. Join us here. We're kicking off the second hour of the show. Phones are 603-283-6160. Should you wish to join us at 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We're going to continue here with a little bit more on what's been happening with the border, where people who are coming into the United States, whether they be so-called citizens or not, are having their devices searched. And this has been happening for more than half a decade, probably most of a decade, but it's really started to ramp up since basically 2016. And now with 37,000 people going through these searches in just the last year, roughly, according to EFF.org. What can you do about this? What are some steps that you can take if you're going to be traveling internationally? And again, this could include people that are simply traveling across the U.S., Canadian, or Mexican borders. So keep that in mind as well. You can protect yourself in a variety of ways. One is by just leaving certain devices at home. If you don't need it on your trip, go ahead and leave it at home. If you do need to have a device with you, I mean, obviously people feel like they need to have a phone to be able to call home or whatever if something goes wrong, make sure you're taking a device that is maybe new or clean, that doesn't have, years of your usage history on it. As you pointed out, Chris, deleting files from a phone or a laptop doesn't make them go away.
Nope.
There's undelete programs that these people can run to just basically take the files right back.
Well, I mean, in imaging a disk, it's a bit for bit image doesn't just copy the files. That's the problem. There's something called slack space and free space, and all of that gets copied too. And that space can previously contained data that you deleted,
including full files or at least partial,
full or partial files.
Yeah.
And they definitely will. And actually, that's kind of concerning. They will use that data, which is often corrupted or may not show the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the best example I have is I think from the 90s, where there was some sort of murder that occurred, and basically they had no real evidence on this guy, but they took something from, I think it was like a swap file, and basically it's just random kind of bits of memory, and in there apparently he searched for how to kill. Well, the problem with this is that yes, he may have searched for how to kill, but you don't know if he searched for how to kill a mockingbird or how to kill somebody.
It's not conclusive.
Right, it's not conclusive, but they convicted the guy on
how to kill roaches.
And, right, exactly. And because it doesn't necessarily have the whole contents of what was searched for, it just has partial, so it can be misleading. And but this is why I'm very skeptical of forensics. I've taken forensics like classes in college and things of that nature, and I have a good idea how this stuff works, but at a very low level. And it's, you can't trust it, you can't rely on it, and yet they bring computer forensics experts into court as if they're all knowing and they can say stuff with absolute certainty, and often they don't, they get it wrong, it's incorrect or it's misleading, but the jury doesn't know that, right? It's not, there may be other sorts of forensics that are like reliable, but computer forensics is far from reliable.
So they say turn your computer or your device off before you get to the Border Patrol checkpoint. Make sure you're using full disk encryption if you have not yet investigated that, you should learn about it. But once you get to the border, agents may ask travelers to unlock their devices. This is according to the EFF, by the way, EFF.org. Provide their device passwords or disclose their social media information. This presents a no-win dilemma. If the traveler complies, then the agents can scrutinize and copy their sensitive digital information. If the traveler declines, then the agents can seize their devices, subject the traveler to additional questioning and detention, or otherwise escalate the encounter. Border agents cannot deny a U.S. citizen admission to the country. However, if a foreign visitor declines, the agent may deny them entry. So if you're not from here, you don't have even as many rights as people from the U.S. do, according to these bureaucrats. If a lawful permanent resident declines, agents may raise complicated questions about their continued status as a resident. Your response to this dilemma may vary according to your risk assessment. However, all travelers should stay calm and respectful, should not lie to Border Patrol agents or physically obstruct them, and should plan for this dilemma ahead of time. Try to document or politely ask for the names, badge numbers, and agencies of the government officers with whom you interact. And then after your trip, if you feel that border agents violated your rights by searching or seizing your digital devices or online accounts, contact the EFF as soon as possible and write down everything that happened as soon as you can while it's still fresh in your mind. And then they have a part two on this one as well about your rights at the border. Compared to people and police in the interior of the country, border agents have more power and people crossing the border have less privacy. But the border isn't a constitution-free zone. The powers of border agents are tempered by the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, that is to say freedom of speech, association of press, and religion, the Fourth Amendment being freedom from unreasonable search and seizure, Fifth Amendment, freedom from compelled self-incrimination, and the 14th Amendment, freedom from discrimination. And for many years, the federal government has asserted broad powers at the border to search and seize travelers' digital information. These intrusions are growing in frequency and intensity. So thankfully, the EFF is concerned with this, and they are working with, I believe, lawsuits to try to change the situation. But in the meantime, you certainly can't trust that they're going to ever do the right thing at the border. So you need to take the steps that are necessary to protect yourself and your data. So you guys have any other comments on the border situation?
No. Mm-hmm.
The number here, if you want to join us, it's 603-283-6160. Maybe you want to tell us about your story, your experience going through this. I went through it, and it was pretty awful. You're going to miss your flight, almost certainly, because usually you're in a hurry, right? Like, usually you're at an airport, and you're trying to get from one plane to the next or whatever, and they know that, and there's not a whole lot of time in a lot of cases to do that. And so, they sat me in a room for 3 hours. Wow. I was waiting for at least, I don't know, probably an hour or two, probably 2 hours before they even came to see me.
Yeah, for the search. I mean, it's such and in your case in particular, it was a targeted attack for political reasons.
Sure.
I'm sure that's what it is for most people.
I mean,
I don't know if it is that for most people or not, but certainly it wouldn't be too hard to believe if it was.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, tens of thousands of people is still a small number relative to the number of people flying. But
it's not like they're going to have time and energy to search Epstein when, there might be a Trump voter they could search.
Exactly. All right, so in other tech news, Chris, you've been paying attention to the IPTV situation. But first, before we get into the news, you're going to have to define what that is. Because, people know what satellite television is. They know what cable television is. They know what the streaming services are.
So, IPTV, it's a protocol, I guess. It's Internet Protocol TV, I believe, is what it stands for, specifically. So, it's what's behind every box that has any kind of streaming content, basically.
Okay. Is it behind this video stream that we have right now on Odyssey?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Or is it something different?
I don't think it's necessarily
TMP.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily one specific protocol, really. Mm-hmm. It's a good question.
I think it's more of a concept.
Yeah, I think it's more of a concept, not really a specific protocol. I know I said that a second ago, but
is the idea it's just simply another way to deliver live television? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, so it would potentially even include back in the day when you had cable companies delivering individual streams for like programs. I think that would be included as well, directly to your television.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you bought a movie, you went and you clicked on maybe at a hotel or something
pay-per-view.
Like that. Yeah, pay-per-view. Click pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. It would stream it. And I think that might even have been included technically in the
could be
term IPTV. Not 100% positive of that, but I think it might have been.
Okay.
So so this story is from Torn Freak, and the title is Telecoms Group Wants to DDoS IPT Pirates Off the Internet.
DDoS, distributed denial of service.
You got it. That's a little surprising.
Wow, come on, man. I may not be at your level as far as computer programming, but I know a thing.
I figured you'd get denial of service, but I didn't think you'd get the distributed part in there.
Yeah, it's an attack that basically uses multiple computers, usually controlled by a robot, like a program, malware or something like that.
Yep.
to direct thousands of computers to essentially just access a website and basically crash the server because of that, right?
That's, yeah, it doesn't have to be a website, but certainly anybody. Yeah.
Or any kind of server.
Yeah, any kind of computer connection.
More coming up. It's free talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join the show. You can dial in at 603-283-6160. If you've ever worked or lived at Camp Lejeune between the years 1953 to 1988, you've suffered from cancer, Parkinson's disease, or another serious health issue, you're entitled to compensation. contaminants were in the drinking water for decades that probably led to those diseases. And there might be some deadlines involved in this. So don't wait. You can call this number to see if you or a loved one are eligible. It's 1-888-918-1037. If you were at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1988 and you've had a serious health issue, the money's already set aside. Call 888-918-1037. That's 888-918-1037. Let's go to Dave Ridley. He's on the line. We'll get back into IPTV here in a moment. But Ridley, you're on Free Talk Live from RidleyReport.com.
Hey, guys. One of the reasons we have an independence drive in New Hampshire is because of the federal attack on a Manchester-based alternative to YouTube called Library.
Yeah.
And they've, you know, sometimes they get kind of shoved into the background in our discussions because so many other terrible things have happened to the federal government. But they've released a statement today, and I wanted to read it on the air, at least part of it.
Oh, please.
As you may be aware, so the federal government is shaking them down for $2 million, claiming that their alternative to YouTube has issued a cryptocurrency, which is a security.
I didn't know that the feds had demanded a specific amount. Is that news? Is that like, is that what they're pointing out in this post? Is that they're now demanding something? Because I thought they were just trying to, you know, categorize them as a security and then make them spend God knows how much money to try to fight them.
That's the most recent number I've heard that the federal government was demanding. But I heard that a long time ago,
okay.
So maybe I'm misremembering, but I don't think so. And the number may have changed since then. But yeah, Library's been in and out of court for a while. And they released a statement recently that says, quote, the SEC admitted that many, if not most, people buy LBC to use it, unquote. LBC is the token that they issue.
Correct.
It's a library token. You get free LBC if you like transfer your YouTube or you copy your YouTube channel onto the Library.
Yep.
And they'll copy it for you, right? They give you this service and they pay you.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I was looking at, they had like, what do you call it? They had like a timeline of the important things that have happened with the development of Library and Odyssey, which is kind of like a sister company that uses some of the LBRY technology, but also has some centralized tech as well to serve out videos faster. Anyway, they were talking about some of the things they've done, and one of the things they've done is they've actually lowered the bar. So it used to be that you, if you had a YouTube channel that you wanted them to copy over to the Library or / Odyssey service, you had to have a certain minimum number of subscribers to that channel, and they've lowered that minimum. Now, I don't know what it has been lowered to, but it wasn't particularly high to begin with. I think it was like 100 or 300, so they've made that number even lower than before. So if you had gone to Odyssey to see if you could import your YouTube channel and you had a too small of a channel for them to do it, you might want to try it again. They may now be able to import your channel, which they might not have before. So they've lowered that bar, and I think that's good. It's going to be more inclusive. It's going to encourage more smaller creators to come over and just get their feet wet and get started on Library. So I just wanted to put that out there. It's lbry.com. Go ahead with more on the news there, Ridley.
The rest of their statement, quote, the SEC then said that if 9,999 people bought LBC to use it and one person bought it as an investment, it would still be a security. Make no mistake, the SEC is out to destroy the free exchange of cryptocurrency.
Yes, they are.
Okay, I got to get this straight. Okay, so if I sell Wi-Fi adapters and 99.9% of people use them for, like, you know, connecting to the internet, but one person buys them as an investment, right? Does that make it a security with those Wi-Fi adapters?
Great
all
question.
Those other people that bought them?
Hopefully the SEC isn't listening.
I mean, this just sounds crazy.
I'm not exactly the wolf of Wall Street here, but I can tell you that the difference between a security and property or asset is a security is basically something that's easier for the creator to manipulate later. Does that make sense? And property is something that's kind of its own separate, you know, non-manipulatable thing.
I think a security, and again, I'm like you, Ridley, I'm not an investor type or whatever, so I'm sure I don't know the ins and outs of all of it, but as I understand the security from what we've looked before, you know, it has to do with whether or not the company succeeds, right? So you're investing into a larger picture of a thing that could fail and it could succeed.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be like a proxy for ownership of the company, but yet the SEC acknowledges that library doesn't fit any of the definitions of security that we've read, and nonetheless, they want to treat it as a security.
It gets even more messed up because there's actual investors in the library, the company. So
that's right.
That makes no sense.
But library, the company, is different from the protocol.
The tokens.
Like any other company,
if you've
actually bought an ownership position in library, the company, you've got shares of stock,
right?
Not instances of LBRY coin.
Are stocks securities?
Stocks are securities.
Okay. But LBRY is just a token that you can, or the LBC, sorry. LBC, which is the token that you use on LBRY. That's just essentially the thing that makes the system go. If you want to upload
a
video.
It's what they call a utility token.
Yeah. If you want to upload a video to Odyssey or Library, you've got to pay in LBC to do that.
It's even more interesting because there's multiple applications, not all developed by Library, the company, on the Library
blockchain.
Yeah. And Odyssey is just an example of one of the applications on the Odyssey blockchain. And there's, I think if I recall correctly, in court, they said something like 20 or so other applications, you know, developed by others using the Library, blockchain.
Ridley?
Yeah, quote unquote. If one person bought it as an investment, it would still be a security. So they're saying that, I mean, assuming this library, message is correct, the feds are saying that the library is responsible for what every single person who buys an LBC does.
So not just for what they do, but for what they're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, what they're thinking. How can they know? How can they possibly? These Fed grifters are taking the only part of the economy that's working, the Bitcoin economy, the crypto economy, and they're just trying to tear it down. We're walking with history here. This is the kind of thing that happened in Slovenia. If you're familiar with the Miladina incident in 1990, where the Yugoslav government came after people who were just spreading information, right? They were reporters for the Miladina newspaper, and they arrested four journalists. And you know what? A year later, Slovenia was independent.
Ridley, do you have more to say?
No, that's it.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. This is Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. If you're not following Library, LBRY, on social media, I highly recommend it. They're making some really interesting points, and they're in a really outrageous fight with the federal gang. And it's not just them, by the way, the feds are going after. They're going after a lot.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady will be traveling to Great Britain Saturday to attend Queen Elizabeth's funeral. The state funeral is set for Monday in London's historic Westminster Abbey. The British monarch died recently at the age of 96. Officials in Jackson, Mississippi are lifting the city's boil water advisory. The governor making that announcement on Thursday, saying clean water has been restored, but adding the work is not done.
moving forward. We will continue to monitor the system. Additional testing will be administered to ensure continued water quality.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has signed a pro-life bill into law. The measure bans nearly all abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or certain medical situations. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here and bring it whatever you want. Number is 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian. Sorry, nobody. Try that one more time.
Nobody.
Yeah, it's working.
And Chris.
And you can take control of the airwaves here if you don't want to talk about the attack on cryptocurrency. Library is currently under fire from the SEC, the Securities and Exchange Commission. They're also going after Ripple, which is one of the other largest cryptocurrencies in the game right now. And the theory is they may be targeting Ethereum next, which is currently the second largest cryptocurrency by market cap. And this week, Ethereum made a much awaited change. They've been talking for years about this, and they finally pulled the switch, and they did it. They moved Ethereum from what you call proof of work to proof of stake. And without getting into the weeds about the differences between those, Bitcoin is the original proof of work cryptocurrency, and it has to do with running mining operations that use a lot of energy, and they take a lot of computer time to come up with mathematical solutions to very complex problems in order to win this mining reward that results in writing all these transactions to the blockchain. It's kind of a rough way of describing it, but it does require what they call work. That's that computing time cranking away at these problems, and one computer gets to solve the problem every 10 minutes, and then a block is mined to the blockchain.
And the important thing about it is it depends on the idea that they're using like a percentage of all the computing power in the world, so you can't possibly put together enough machines to outcompete them or outhash them. And the problem with that, of course, is that it means you need a lot of computers and you need a lot of energy to implement that scheme.
Right. And then proof of stake, I don't know as much about, but I understand that basically staking is where you take an existing amount of coins or tokens or whatever we're talking about. So in this case, it would be Ether, which is the coin of Ethereum.
Mm-hmm.
And then you stake those coins, which means you're not using them. You're just holding them, basically, in a cold storage, mm-hmm. essentially. And if you've staked it, then you've sort of got a stake in the network, so to speak, and you're somehow helping. I'm not sure exactly how all that works because you don't have traditional miners when it comes to proof of stake. But they basically reward people for locking up their currency. They reward these stakers with newly generated ether, as I understand it.
And I think the idea behind proof of stake is that, well, if you've got a bunch of locked Ethereum, then you become trustworthy to the system because more or less your Ethereum is held hostage. So if you destroy the value of it, you won't be able to cash it out for as much.
Well, plus if it's locked up, then that means you're not using it, and so it restricts the amount of supply, correct?
Yeah, it also would lock some liquidity into the system.
I mean, what? You know, I'm kind of thinking about this for a second. What I mean, when somebody does want to sell, I guess their Ethereum or whatever, wouldn't that then have a negative impact? Or if enough people wanted to sell their Ethereum, a negative impact on the system?
Well, I mean, they would unlock it. So basically, it would be slightly inflationary.
Okay.
Because there would be more,
right, that's
suddenly there would be more coin available out in the world of the system as opposed to lockdown.
I mean, anytime you've got a bunch of people that want to sell the thing, you're going to see prices going down.
Right.
That's generally going to be what happens. And so it'll be interesting to see how this goes, because now they're predicting that because Ether or Ethereum has switched from proof of work to proof of stake, which is the largest such change to ever happen in the history of cryptocurrency. Because, again, this is the number two crypto. It's huge. And they're saying that now the SEC may be targeting Ethereum coming soon. So we'll see.
And it's interesting because Ethereum, basically there are three coins whose names the mainstream media will actually mention.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin, which I believe has been co-opted by the banks.
There's proof for that.
And Ethereum is one that they will mention, and it's also known for being very high fee.
It is. Now, the question is that going to change? Now that they have a new system in place, have the fees gone down? I haven't looked.
That is an interesting question. And then Dogecoin is the last one. And it's interesting. The common denominator that I noticed before was that, and this is true of Dogecoin, may be kind of a wild card, because I think that a lot of the reason that they talk about Dogecoin is because of Elon Musk.
Because he tweets about it sometimes.
Yeah, he does. He's a Dogecoin aficionado.
Right.
But, you know, the other two, I have to wonder if they're co-opted. So this may be this may have been the suicide of Ethereum to let the SEC shut down a coin. You know, there's no telling.
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I have been kind of keeping an eye on the Ethereum price just to see if it's done anything of significance, and it really hasn't.
Why would they think they could shut it down in the first place? It's not like a central. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's not centralized. So just because they outlawed in the United States doesn't mean somebody overseas wouldn't necessarily have an.
Well, they do the same thing they normally do, which is go after the key players. Right? They'll come after Vitalik, the guy that created Ethereum. They'll come after anybody else they can get their hands on, any of the programmers, and they'll do what they can. I mean, you're right. They ultimately cannot stop it. And the same way that they won't be able to stop Library, even if they dismantle the Library Corporation and they put Jeremy Kaufman behind bars, which they're not talking about doing. They're just trying to destroy his business.
A civil case, it is.
Yeah, so they, you know, they even if they destroy his business, that doesn't stop the blockchain from operating. It doesn't stop anybody from spinning up their own copy of the software. It's open source. So, you know, there's no reason why library will cease to exist.
Yeah, I don't know if there are those who say that a POS coin or proof of stake coin is more centralized. I don't know how the mining works on a proof of stake coin.
I think it's just programming. It's not. There's no miners, are there? I don't think there are. It's just like
So the question is, I guess, what machines is the system running on, and is it more centralized than a proof of work coin?
That's
which
an excellent
it
question.
Might be.
It may depend on the distribution of the coins.
Somebody's mining it. There have to be miners because somebody's actually maintaining the data of how much is in your wallet.
Well, isn't it possible that can be done by the full node software in that case? Because you don't need special graphics cards or whatever
It's possible. The big thing that you wouldn't be doing is the constant hashing to look for, you know, a sufficiently cool solution to a problem, more or less.
And so the fact that there isn't this sort of active code that's running, this graphics cards that need to go that basically make your computer unusable, the idea is that will lessen the amount of power that Ethereum is using, and so therefore it'll attract more interest because of all the green stuff going on out there. That one of the big concerns about Bitcoin is the amount of energy that it uses. And we've, by the way, talked about that objection to Bitcoin or cryptocurrency and thrown that out because the amount of power being used by Bitcoin is still much smaller than the amount of power being used by the entire banking cartel system. So,
on a per transaction basis, too.
So, I bet.
Yeah. Right, because obviously the traditional banking system is way bigger, but
yeah,
you know, on a per transaction basis, it's not.
Well, we got to get back into IPTV. Yeah. You brought a story in, Chris, about this technology. It's also under attack by people that are threatened by it. We'll talk about it coming up here.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the phones are open, and you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. We're talking a little bit about tech, as we are wont to do here on Friday nights, as we have Chris on the show. He's the host of Freedom Decrypted, which is a tech show that he does on Saturday afternoons, 5 o'clock Eastern Time, over at freedomdecrypted.com. Celebrating now 5 years, I think, of Freedom Decrypted. Is that true?
Yeah. Let's see, it was... I think 18. It was 2018. So
okay,
the show was founded. So
very cool. So head over to freedomdecrypted.com and you can find him there. It is a show about tech, but from a freedom oriented perspective. And I don't know how much of that there is in the tech show world.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. Definitely a tech show for prickly people. So if you're a liberty-minded person, you like freedom, it's definitely a good show to watch.
It's also on video. It's on audio. You know, you got streaming. You got podcast. All of those things over at freedomdecrypted.com.
Yeah, there's other shows, I think, out there that have a little bit of a liberty slant to them on some issues. Mm-hmm. But then they fail at everything else. Yeah. I think it's kind of the best way to describe the show. And we try to be consistent every issue, every time.
Right. And also, Nobody, you have a show you're doing on Saturday nights. Are you on this week, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Are you on the Beard Talk Live this week?
I believe so.
Okay, good. Good. I heard there was going to be some shifting chairs. I think Captain told me that Peakless, he's out. So just for this week.
Oh, okay.
So Richie Rich is going to be sitting in with you guys on Saturday night for Beard Talk Live.
Oh, that should be interesting.
And he also has a beard. So,
he does.
So he qualifies.
He doesn't have to borrow Peakless's.
Right, and changing out the chairs a little bit. But it's Beard Talk Live. Happens on Saturday nights at 10:30 Eastern Time. You can watch it live at watch.freetalklive.com. That's our Odyssey channel live stream that you can see. It is internet only, so you don't have the FCC to deal with. And you get to see these guys or listen to them talk about whatever they really want to talk about without FCC interference.
It's true.
You guys have been having good times. I think this is going to be the fifth episode. Mm-hmm. They tend to go for about 3 hours apiece, so it's a lot of talk radio on a Saturday night here in this studio.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's a much less structured, less formal kind of presentation.
Yeah, you don't have to take breaks. There's no news that you have to do.
I have to say, I'm always amazed at how much just how much entertainment Keen provides to the world.
We used to do more, actually. We're actually down from our peak days.
I was watching
Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree last night. It was the 10th anniversary of the Victimless Crime Spree theatrical presentation, which I believe you attended,
many years
ago. We had about 50 people show up for it was early in the morning. It was like 9:45 in the morning.
Was that like 2018?
10 years ago would have been
10 years ago. Okay. The original showing. Because there was another showing years later.
Yeah, you're talking about the 5-year anniversary.
Yeah, I was at that. So.
That was out on the seacoast.
Yeah,
when that one happened. Yeah, I wanted to do something for the 10-year. It's just the whole FBI thing kind of went away.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to do anything new when you've got a bunch of charges you're facing. Plus, Derek J's no longer in the country.
It's
so.
Definitely one of the best liberty-oriented, move documentaries, I guess, that come out of the Free State Project.
It was the first one, too. Now, there was a different one called Libertopia that was made about Free Staters. That wasn't made by a Free Stater.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some documentaries coming out about the Free State Project that are really impressive.
Free State is looking good.
That was definitely amazing. But up to this point, there's been a number of them, and I definitely think Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree has been the best.
There's nothing like it.
Yeah, it's really, really amazing.
The Free State, what is the one? There's the one that they're working on right now, and I believe it's called Free State. Yeah, it's at Free State Doc on Twitter, and their website is freestatedoc.com, freestatedoc.com.
That one looks really good. I believe they're raising money.
Correct.
They're doing a fundraiser, and there's already a teaser trailer for that documentary.
Yes.
And
it looks great.
It's just watching the documentary in and of itself is super entertaining. It's a great documentary teaser.
You mean the teaser?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's going to be good.
Even if you don't donate, it's worth checking that out.
There's also, of course, the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, which was released in 2014, so it's getting a little on the old side. I've heard rumors that somebody's working on an updated 101 Reasons to move to New Hampshire. They're going to do the text version first, because that's what happened originally. There was a text file or a PDF of the 101 Reasons Why Libertarians Should Migrate to New Hampshire. That's what convinced people to choose New Hampshire.
I still can't believe that's convinced people to move to New Hampshire.
Really?
I thought the Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree was 1,000 times better than...
Oh, well, you know the 101 Reasons was created in, like, 2002, right? So it had a decade on top of Victimless Crime Spree.
I got you.
So it was...
Yeah, sure.
That was the document that got the first 5,000 signers of the Free State Project to choose New Hampshire as the destination for the Free State Project.
Okay.
Because there were 10 candidate states. For those that don't know the history of the Free State Project... There were 10 options in the beginning. We didn't know where we were going to end up. And so they, sent out a ballot after we hit 5,000 members. And they sent that ballot out. About 2,500 people returned the ballots. But with the ballot, they sent along pitches for each state. So there were advocates for all 10 states, obviously, right? Because they're probably members of the Free State Project that lived in each of the 10 states, so they didn't want to move. So they made the pitch to, hey, move here. And the New Hampshire pitch was by far and away the best. The 101 reasons that they came up with were so persuasive and so well documented and researched and interesting. And it was just, it wasn't even a choice. I mean, it was obviously New Hampshire.
Definitely New Hampshire is, I think you're right. I think it was definitely the right choice.
It overwhelmingly won.
Yeah,
it wasn't even close.
Yeah,
the only thing that competed with it in my mind was Alaska, and the thing that I liked about Alaska is you can still homestead land there, which you can't do anywhere else in America.
It's got the remote aspect too. It's already disconnected from the U.S. It's one of the newer states, the two most recent states, and so there's already a sort of an independence movement there. There's an independence mindset, from what I understand, in Alaska. Mm-hmm. But on the downside, it's effing huge.
Yeah,
that's the thing I didn't like about it, which is
and cold.
If I've got a social circle of 20,000 people, I want them to be in a relatively small area.
And
so
if you think it's dark here,
I was gonna say, we get enough. point about it here, you know, being cold. And it's like, it's not that bad, people. Yeah. Like, I mean, seriously, you know, learn to use a thermostat, throw on a layer or two of, learn how to layer your clothing, you know, light clothing, layer it up a couple layers and you'll be fine. It's, but Alaska, that's a whole nother story.
So if you haven't seen Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, I recommend it. Go to victimlesscrimespree.com. It's a lot of fun to watch this movie, especially with a group of people. It's all about our friend Derek J. Freeman, former co-host here on Free Talk Live. One of the best, in my opinion, co-hosts we've ever had. He was really fun to do radio show with. But he was arrested 5 times in 1 year, and it all got caught on video. So we decided, you know what? This is all so ridiculous and outrageous. It would make a great movie. And it turns out it did make a great movie. There's multiple versions available online. There's the original theatrical release version. There's a director's cut. The director's cut has a few changed scenes, a little bit more footage, not much. There's not a whole lot of changes to the footage, but there's the most important thing about the director's cut is it has royalty-free music in it. The theatrical version has copyrighted music in it, and so if you want to ever display the movie, like legally or whatever, if you want to put it on, you know, the local public access television station or charge people to come see it in a movie theater or something, you don't want to play the one that has the copyrighted music in it because you could cross the wrong people. But if you...
That's an aspect I didn't know about.
Yeah, if you play the one that's the director's cut, then you'll be safe because it's royalty-free music. And in my opinion, I think it works just as well, if not better, in the director's cut. So check those out. VictimlessCrimeSpree.com. It's now on Odyssey, by the way, so you can watch Victimless Crime Spree on Odyssey. You don't have to go to YouTube to do it anymore. And DVDs are still out there. I think Conan is still selling the director's cut DVD.
Is he?
Very rarely. Like, people don't buy DVDs anymore for the most part, so we've got a few, you know, couple shelves of discs that are probably never going to get sold.
I bought a copy years and years ago. It was probably 5 years ago.
Yeah, did you ever play it?
No. Not the DVD version. However, I had to have...
DVD is like making a contribution these
days. At the time, it was like... Yeah, it was sentimental. It was that good.
It really is a great movie. I recommend it. And it's one of those movies you really ought to watch more than once, especially if you watch it with a group, because you're going to start talking about the movie during it, and you're going to miss so much that goes on in the actual film. All right, more coming up. We'll get into IPTV.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.